and bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the point of the program. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything. And we're live 7 nights per week. Although things are a little bit different this evening because normally on Tuesday evenings we have Derek J. sitting with us in the third chair. And he's not here right now because he's sitting in a jail cell.
He's in the pokey.
As we discussed quite a bit of detail on Friday, he was arrested for riding his bicycle and not stopping for a man with a uniform and a badge and an attitude. Because, well, when you don't stop for these men when they put their lights on their cars, they believe that that justifies running you off the road, possibly killing you. In some cases, those men with badges have killed people that haven't stopped for them. When they were not trying, you know, when they weren't chasing after murderers, and Derek J. wasn't wanted for any kind of violence, he wasn't even wanted. There wasn't a warrant for him.
I want him.
And that's Michelle Seven. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We're glad you're back. And you were supposed to go on a date with Derek J., even though he is flaming gay. You were supposed to go on a date with him.
I'm a flame dame.
At the there was a recent masquerade ball that we went to, you and I, and some other activists went to benefit the local homeless shelter. So it was sad that he couldn't make it to that with you. But
he was there in spirit, though. He loves to dance.
Well, and that was funny, too, because some of the haters on the freekeen.com blog are critiquing us for, like, how dare we go dancing while our friend is in jail? We should be working 24 hours a day to try to get him out.
Like, with what? Dynamite?
I don't know.
I think that Derek would be really pleased. I mean, we made donations in his name. We had a really good time, and he's all for, you know, living free, and that's what we were doing.
I was definitely dancing in his honor.
And you looked so dashing.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Well, anyway, so... So it's good to have you here, Michelle.
Thank you.
You've been on the show a number of times in the past, and it's a bright side of something that's very, very negative, and that is that our friend is currently sitting in a jail cell until further notice. We have no idea when he's going to be getting out. He's been charged now with disobeying an officer, with resisting arrest.
I'd like
well
to say
contempt.
That this is a relatively normal occurrence. If you don't pull over for cops, that this is like what life is going to be like, right?
Well, I think everybody knows that, right? Okay. That's why a lot of people, I know I'm one of them, when the cops put their cherries on, there's an adrenaline rush involved. Yeah. Like, you don't know what this man or woman with a gun and, the Crown Vic or Dodge Charger or whatever beefy car they have is going to do to you. In this case, Derek was run off the road by the cop.
Is that the way you feel? Is that why you feel that way? Or is it because you feel like, oh, I've been caught? Because there's so many rules on the road that you know that you can disobey one of them at any time.
I mean, an adrenaline rush because I was caught at something.
Sure. Try stealing a candy bar and see whether or not getting caught will give you an adrenaline rush. Of course it will.
Well, I think people that... Well, I think the people that are stealing are getting the adrenaline rush from the stealing.
No, I'm telling you, as a person who's stolen, as a person who's been caught, getting caught gives you more of an adrenaline rush.
Okay. Well, for me, Mark, it's about I don't steal, so I can't really relate
to that.
It's
been a long time for me, too. I'm just telling you what my experience is.
But for me,
you've never
it
stolen
is about,
anything in your life?
I don't
he
know.
He steals women's hearts.
Yeah, sure. Are we talking about him? The guy who's been single for
that was supposed to stop the fighting. That was not supposed to incite more. Come on now.
So for me, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, when the cops pull in behind me, I'm not as nervous as I used to be. Used to be much more, of a rush. But
I'm usually terrified.
Once it happens a few times, it gets easier to handle.
I'm not claiming it's not scary.
But I don't know what they're going to do. Like, even though I haven't hurt anybody, they may still decide to hurt me.
That's not my concern.
I may engage, this may end up being a rogue cop who may do who knows what to you on the side of the road. And you always, you have to approach that situation as cautiously as possible because some of them are nuts.
Well, and people are people. If I were driving, I make a lot of drives for myself, and sometimes late at night. And here in New Hampshire, it's pretty, I live kind of out there. Mm-hmm. And if just a random person in a vehicle behind me tried to pull me over, I'd be like, I don't think so. I'd blow them off.
Well, right.
Know?
And in fact,
that wouldn't be safe for me to do that.
In fact, police departments will actually acknowledge this. They'll acknowledge that some creepy guys will put a siren on the top of their car and dress up like a cop to try to do horrible things to women and other people.
They don't seem to have a good solution for that particular instance.
The solution is
usually
to call.
What does one do if you're dealing with that?
it's the solution is to call the police, is to call the department and then say, hey.
So should I keep driving while
exactly.
Because if I were to call the department and keep driving while I have this cop behind me, things could go really poorly. And that's why I'm saying they don't have a very good solution for that.
Take a white handkerchief and wave it out the window.
No, but I agree. That's exactly the point here is that Derek kept going and was run off the road for his efforts. Now, you could say, well, Derek knew this was a Keene police officer because he knew who the officer was, et cetera.
I mean, I know who the officer is. Certainly Derek does.
Right. But that said, in the situation we're describing with a woman being pulled over in the middle of the night on some strange road where nobody's around, that's one of those situations where there really is no easy answer because if it actually is a cop, then they may decide to start shooting at you or running you off the road or doing who knows what kind of crazy aggressive action if you don't pull over for them.
And I think that part of what Derek's situation is that there's this already this bias, this prejudice against Free Staters that has, you know, been firmly established over the course of, what, 6, 7, 8 years?
Well, let me tell you, if it was anybody else who did it was a New Hampshire native, they would have been treated the same way.
I don't know.
Because not everybody here that's a liberty activist is a so-called free stater. I think maybe you mean a bias against liberty activists.
Okay, that's fine.
But they frequently call liberty activists free staters here, even if they were born here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, I'm falling into the paradigm, too. If somebody that they had a prejudice against, it was part of a group, like the Free State Project, against which there is a prejudice against in the Keene Police Department, that's what I believe. You know, if it would have just been your average person on a bicycle, I don't know if they would have gotten it as quickly as they did.
Good question.
In 30 to 50 seconds. Maybe,
why don't you go bike around and try to...
How would you find that out? You know, you'd have to get enough people foolish enough to wait 30 to 50 seconds to pull over on a bicycle. Now, this cop came up right beside him. This wasn't just behind him or anything. Right up beside him, pointing, and I assume telling him to pull over. It was too loud on the video.
Well, I'm going to presume that he told him to pull over before he put the loud siren on, because we don't see that part of the video, and I imagine that's what the police, when it goes to court, I imagine that's what the officer's going to say. Is he's going to say, I pulled up behind Derek, put my lights on, told him to pull over. He didn't pull over. So it may have gone on another 30 seconds before the video actually started.
That's why I'd say 30 to 50, because I believe that the video has about 30 seconds.
Probably about 30 or 40 seconds
of
him on the bike.
Refusing to pull over. And then there's probably a certain amount of time before that, and I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we don't know how long before the video started that it was going on. But either way, it was outrageous. The cop did not need to do what he
outraged.
Did.
Well, right. Even if he was, even if you disagree that about him not pulling over and are firmly entrenched in the idea that he made a mistake there, if you look at the video, once he was in fact pulled over physically and forcibly, the cop and the look on his face and the rage and everything was so out of proportion to what the
duty
was that he was trying to fulfill. He was not pulling him over for a misdemeanor or a crime or anything. He was serving him papers.
Right, now, and according to Brad Jardis, who was a former law enforcement officer for 11 years in New Hampshire, he says this is completely inappropriate, that you don't get to use that much force to try to serve. You can't use that kind of force to detain someone for the purpose of serving them papers.
Interesting.
And so that's his position on it. Now, so the fact that you're not outraged by the fact that a cop rams into a peaceful man on a bicycle, sticks an asp in his tire to flip him off the bike, allegedly hits him while he's on the ground.
Do we have any evidence of that one?
This is what I've heard third hand that Derek told someone. I haven't had a chance to talk to Derek.
I want to know about that.
Specifically. I do as well. I want to hear him specifically say it. I thought I saw it happen as I was running up, but I was also focusing on getting my camera
hitting
open.
Hitting would certainly be outrageous. I think that if you don't pull over for a police officer, that the outrage is a funny word. I'm not shocked.
Just jump him right off the bike. Huh? Just throw him right off.
I'm not shocked. I mean, the guy was running along beside him, too.
Just because you're used to abuse by your masters doesn't mean you shouldn't find it.
You're not my masters.
I'm not shocked.
They act like they are.
Well, you know, how I would have probably handled that is a little different. And I think that good manners and consideration of all people goes a long way.
I tend to agree, but in some cases, I would have stopped too. And I think most people who commented on this would have stopped because we all know that these men are dangerous. And that's why you stop. Not because it's a good idea or whatever. It's only a good idea because they're going to hurt you. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can bring up what you want and tell us how you feel when you get pulled over by the police. Do you get the adrenaline rush? And if so, why? It's Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drawings for free! JetsDice.com.
Well, if you could buy, sell, or make a deal.
JetsDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JetsDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JetsDice.com. JetsDice is...
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're free. freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it's basically our internet forum. You can go over there, and also you can see the show prep that we use on the air. We post that over in the show prep subforum at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided that
you're just not going to do anything about it because you can't afford it. Lawyers cost too much and, you know, whatever. Well, jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It teaches you how to use the court system. You need to know how to make motions, how to get evidence, how to make objections, upon what grounds to make those objections. If you don't know any of those things, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course, which, by the way, is available immediately online, they send you the 4 CDs later, is so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. This is what you should have learned, the civics course you should have learned in high school. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they've got there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, the free videos, and then you, of course, buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out and let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Our friend Derek J. is still in jail until further notice. He was locked up on Friday as he was riding his bike home from the courthouse or the grocery store or both, and was attacked by the police officers attempting to get him to pull over. And we're talking about the issue of pulling over for the cops and, you know, what happens when those sirens go on or those lights go on behind you. I get an adrenaline rush because I don't know what's going to happen. These people are unpredictable. I mean, if you've read the stories or heard other people's experiences, you know that some of these cops can be dangerous. They can, trump up charges. They can plant evidence. They can hurt you. They can do all kinds of things, and they'll get away with it if they decide they want to do that. So, Michelle, you said you're terrified when the police pull you over. Why?
Well, not necessarily even when they pull me over, but when there is a cop behind me and traveling along, I mean, all my vehicles are not registered, for one thing. And so in my...
And you do that for a principled reason. It's not
yes,
just, yeah, okay.
Right. And so, and now that I've been to jail for not paying fines for that, I see, where that can go. And I don't think it's nice to be in jail. I don't think it's nice to be away from my family. I can't afford to just repeatedly have my time wasted and have my truck or my car towed and have to pay the fines and what have you. And the fact that there's someone that is allowed to have a gun and a taser and a baton and use it against me.
If you don't comply, if you don't do what they tell you.
And go by their rules, which I don't even know what all their rules are.
Well, right, and I think Derek didn't realize that...
I'm mostly scared because I'm going to, I've probably broken some rule because there are so many.
I think Derek didn't realize, that's a good point, and I think Derek didn't realize that this was a rule. I mean, it's my understanding from what he said
pulling
in court. What he said in court the other day, which you can see the arraignment at freekeen.com, I posted it there yesterday, it sounded as though he didn't realize that it was legal to be pulled over while on a bicycle. Now, it is, according
to Brad.
It's
interesting, because there's a piece of backstory to this, which is very interesting. He had just come from a meeting with another Keene police officer, superior to this officer, as I understand it.
No.
Nope. With a meeting with a Keene police officer who said that he doesn't have to pull... One doesn't have... A pedestrian does not have to stop for the police.
He was on his bike.
He can... Well, yeah, but a lot of people equate... Non-motor transportations, similarly.
Don't think Brad said this on the air last night, but he did say to me off the air that the difference between, a bike is considered a vehicle, but it's not a motor vehicle.
Right.
They don't have a motor, unless it does. I guess there are some motorized bikes. But a bicycle is considered a vehicle because it has a chain involved, whereas a unicycle is not considered a vehicle.
Wow.
A skateboard is not considered a vehicle. So had he been on his skateboard or unicycle, apparently it then would have not been legal for
a pogo stick.
Cop to a pogo stick, right?
Roller skates?
Probably roller skates.
What about a horse?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Horses have, it's interesting. There are a lot of laws still on the books. There's all kinds of, I don't think they could use even sirens near a horse because you might spook it.
And they're going to have to, when I have my horse instead of my cars, they are all the businesses, including the public offices are going to have a place
poster
for me to hitch. Yeah.
Well, I think that's I think that's another factor here is I think Derek was spooked. I mean, these guys can be scary, and when you're scared, then there's fight or flight that kicks in. And I think Derek chose flight, and Well, I mean, thankfully he didn't fight the cop. That would have been even worse. But you know what I mean.
Probably obviously wouldn't have gone well for him.
Most of us would have just stopped and wanted to see what the cop wanted. That is what most people would do because most of us know what these cops are capable of. And Derek certainly knows what they're capable of. But that doesn't mean he didn't get scared or think that it was illegal for the cop to do what he was doing. And again, we haven't had a chance to talk to Derek yet.
I certainly want to find this
Friday.
Out.
He's been in jail since Friday, and they're still holding him basically incommunicado. You can't visit him because he hasn't been classified yet. We tried that yesterday. And so until he gets classified and they decide whether they're going to put him in population with the other prisoners or hold him in segregation, then there's no chance that you'd be able to go and visit him. Otherwise, it's just whoever's phone number you happen to remember when you're on the inside of a jail is the only people that you can call. So we've attempted to get a phone number to him. That hasn't resulted in a call coming out. So we'll update you as we know more. Let's go to Crichton listening in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Crichton, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling in because I heard Mark imply that when a cop pulls up behind you and you get that tension, that it's because you did something wrong. And I know he didn't really mean it that way, and I wanted to call in.
I didn't hear him say that you did something wrong. I just heard him say you got
might
caught.
Have. Whatever. You let him say what he's going to say.
Got caught. Sorry. Well, that implies that
you believe
personally that you did something wrong.
I don't know that that's true. I think that they set these snares. One gets caught in a trap as easily as one gets caught doing something wrong. And I see how you can make that assumption. But go ahead. Let's just assume I said it. It might be fun.
Well, my experience is that it doesn't matter whether I'm doing something wrong that I'm personally aware of, that I'm breaking the speed limit or I turned right on a no right turn light or any of these things. In my experience, once those lights come on, I get that tension, even if I know perfectly well that I have done nothing wrong.
Well, this is the thing, though, is... Okay, I'll let you answer.
Well, the reason is because I know that the person behind me, the privileged witness with the lights, can have a completely different perspective on reality than mine. And my reality has no bearing on how the outcome of the situation.
Absolutely.
I have no control.
Yeah, I agree.
As a free citizen, I should have control, some measure of control of my immediate environment all the time. And
if for whatever reason,
because you know you've lost it.
If for whatever reason, say I wish to be a jerk, if for whatever reason that cop wants to give me a ticket, even though they don't have, sort of the normal grounds, I haven't run a stop sign, I haven't, gone in excess of the speed limit or turned in the wrong spot or whatever, even if they have nothing, they can come up with something and everybody knows.
Right, and that's something that is intimidating.
If they want to.
Right, and if you've got more, you can hang on. We'll bring it back here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. If you'd like to comment on police pullovers or anything that's on your mind, 855-453. Coming up, a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic. What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on our site. So enjoy those. The webcam is there. You can watch, listen, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to do and see those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
And if you want to get gold or silver, either as a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, many people say that it's poised to move upward. You decide for yourself, but the people I've been reading have been saying that, and I've got some gold and silver myself as a result. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and comparison shop there. We've got gold and silver pieces and coins that are available to you, and the prices are right there on the website, so you can do some comparison shopping. When you buy, you help Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, for our audience particularly, there is a Ludwig von Mises piece there. It's a Mises pieces. And
I hate you, Mrs. Topisi. Which character was that? I know the line, but I can't even think of which cartoon character it was.
Somebody right now is yelling it at their speakers. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We're going to come back here. You've got actually, Mark, a story related to, we've been talking about the police pulling people over, related to that. In regards to like a get out of a pullover slash jail free card, we'll talk about what that is here in a moment. But first, let's talk to Ty, because you can call in and bring up anything you want. Ty in Tennessee on the amp lines. You're on with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Ty? Ty going once. Ty in Tennessee going twice. Something funny with our phone lines, or maybe something happened to Ty. Okay, it's Ty. We'll check back with him. 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about, again, people getting pulled over, the adrenaline rush that that comes about for a lot of people. And there must be someone out there who, when they get pulled over, like some arch statist, someone who's totally inside the statist kind of paradigm, the pro-government paradigm, who, when they see the police pulling them over, they just think to themselves, oh, great, I get to interact with one of my servants today. These guys sure are friendly. I really appreciate being pulled over by you today, officer. How can I help you?
I'll tell you, the best officers, though, are the ones that you feel good when they leave, when they're, you know, when they leave the situation. Huh? Have you never had
like where they say, hey, I'll give you a deal,
no.
I'll only get you a $70 ticket instead of $20 or $200?
Oh, I've had several.
Actually, that's not true. Last year, when we were at Heike's birthday party, and Rich Angel got busted, and that cop threw me the keys and said, here, you can drive. Not realizing that I was drunker than everyone. oh, my. I was like, okay. It was great to see you, too.
I've met some very nice people that have been, you know, very cordial to me as police officers. And, yeah, I mean,
except for the fact that they took your freedom away for a short period of time.
Some of them, some of them have given tickets. Some of them haven't. But, what I'm saying is that a guy that's good at his job leaves the person feeling good when they walk away. So at the same time, I've had guys give me tickets, and I feel good when they leave because they're, interactive. Right. They're nice people as a result. So I'm just saying that they're the ones that are good at their jobs.
I get what you're saying. Toll-free number here again, 855-450-FREE, if you want to share your experiences. But there are some people who are beneficiaries of the system when they get pulled over. They are perhaps the police themselves when they're off duty, or police family members, for instance, who can basically pull rank, so to speak. They can drop a name, or they have a thin blue line sticker or license plate on the back of their car. There are these subtle hints. I guess some of them aren't so subtle if you know what to look for. But there are these indicators that some people can display. Now, a lot of people think that if you just buy the little police supporters union thing and they put that on the back of their car, that it's going to
not always going to go well.
It doesn't always work. Because cops are kind of on to that one. And, in fact, I've heard that the cops are on to the use of the thin blue line sticker as well. But it used to be something where if you had a thin blue line sticker on the back of your car, it used to be kind of a heads up to other police officers.
Like, I think it still is. And
not as much as you might hope that it is.
I'll tell you what. I bought my truck that I used to have to plow my driveway. I just found that I probably shouldn't be in possession of a truck. And, I was breaking it more often than it was worth. And I just pay somebody to plow my driveway now. But I bought that truck from a police officer in Massachusetts. That police officer had a thin blue line sticker on the back of his new truck.
Oh, no doubt. The cops have them. In fact, when we were in front of the cop's house,
and they probably know the questions to ask the other cops to find
out
who's who and what's what. And I don't think that you'd have to be that arch statist that you were talking about in order to believe that there isn't a second set of books, a second set of rules, professional courtesy.
That's what they call it, professional courtesy.
Professional courtesy, given from one officer to another. And another iteration of that has come about. Now, I don't know whether it's going to stick or not stick or exactly, what people think about it, but it speaks to the situation that we have in this country and probably most countries. Every place that there is power, that those that are in sort of the elite groups tend to afford others in those groups that kind of thing. I mean, I keep my fire department helmet specifically in my car so that they'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
keep cookies in my car?
Cookies
couldn't
are
hurt.
Never a bad idea. But I keep it right there. So, at the very least, some of them will say, all right, I've seen you at the accident here. Whatever, you're out of here. And some of them won't. I don't know. But I wonder why all those guys from the fire department have that AFL-CIO Maltese Cross sticker on the back of their car.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officers have the union thing and the whole thing. This one is called the Leo Pro Card, a law enforcement officer's professional courtesy card. The law enforcement officer's professional courtesy card. And it says, the byline here is, taking care of our own.
Hmm.
Leo Pro Cards are sold only to members affiliated within the law enforcement industry, federal, state, municipal, and corrections, retirees, etc. They're plastic credit card sized professional courtesy.
Wait, what's the website? I just thought I saw this the other day on Facebook.
LeoProCards.com?
LeoProCards.com, okay.
Intended for the sole use of the officer's immediate family member or relative. Members? Whatever. I didn't write it. The purpose of the law enforcement professional courtesy card is to provide just that, professional courtesy, during a minor traffic infraction. Leo Pro cards can be used in conjunction with mini badges, PBA or FOP license plates or decals or even business cards. It's imperative that the cardholder of the law enforcement professional courtesy card understand the card is a privilege. All decisions made by the law enforcement officer are at their own discretion. And so, you know, the idea here is here's this card. You put it alongside your license or whatever. When you hand it to the police officer, they'll know that you're in the club or you're related to somebody in the club, and hopefully you won't get a ticket.
I hate that. That makes me want to vomit.
I think it makes most people want to vomit, but I think that most people realize it's a reality. Ask your law enforcement friend, whoever they might be, when the last time they got a ticket was. I mean, you know, as I've gotten older, I've realized I just don't need to get wherever I'm going quite as quickly, and I don't get pulled over as often as I used to, but, you know, a lot of police officers I've heard can drive well above the speed limit in lots of different places because they just don't believe they're going to get in trouble.
Sure.
And they're probably right. The speed limit, speed isn't what kills necessarily. It's distracted driving and all these other things, which are really far more dangerous on the road. But speed is what pays when it comes to law enforcement officers.
So when I looked at this website before, I must have missed this glaring red text here that said they're sold only to members affiliated with. I think they may have just added that text. I feel like it
was there a few days ago.
Really, was it? Yeah. I totally missed it because I.
What does it say?
It says that these professional courtesy cards are sold only to members affiliated within the law enforcement industry, which means they're probably doing some sort of verification before they sell these.
Yeah, you've got to have some kind of piece of paper.
Or they might call your superior officer or something.
Well,
you go
to buy cards and they'll tell you right there.
I've never belonged to the right club. You know?
The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, you can always join the gang, Michelle, and then you're in the club.
Have you seen me in a uniform with a baton and a taser and a gun?
I bet you've had dressed up in a uniform before.
Oh, my.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves, whether you were holding a baton or not. I'm not so sure.
More for
me. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. And the toll-free number here is 855-453. Sickle CAI, toll-free line joining you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. There's a lot of stuff that you can enjoy at freetalklive.com. But the main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So when you see the items on the main page there that have the numbers next to them, then it might be a YouTube video or a news item or a blog post or something. Those were all put there by listeners like you. In fact, maybe it was you. But you can go to Submit Show Prep, as it's called, at freetalklive.com. Submit whatever it is that's online that you think's interesting. Could have been the Leo Pro cards. This could be something that we might have found on our website, just because anything
I think
goes.
I saw it on the website, but it might have been brought to my attention elsewhere first.
Right. And so then once you've submitted something to the site, then others can vote on it, and they vote up or down, and you get to vote on things. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more eyeballs will be on it, in fact, including ours, which means we're more likely to talk about it on the air. So head on over and get interactive at freetalklive.com as we continue here. By the way, one of the ways you can support the show is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there. Except now there are 3 Amazon links instead of 4, because all of a sudden, out of the blue today, I got an email from Amazon Germany saying that my account was, I guess, involved in some sort of inappropriate transactions or something like that. It had no explanation whatsoever, and they basically told me, yeah, we're cutting off doing business with you.
Good. Get lost.
That's essentially what they told
me.
And I have no idea what happened or why, so sorry to anyone that has ever bought through Amazon Germany. Actually, I don't know if anyone ever has.
Yeah, you got a check from Amazon Germany not too long ago.
Was it Germany?
It wasn't
large. Sure it wasn't the British pounds? Because normally I get checks from Amazon UK.
Pretty sure.
Well, anyway. So, sorry to anyone in Germany. We're SOL, and they didn't explain why. I tried replying to the message, and I got one of those bounce back things where it's like, we don't want to talk to you. They said you can reapply anytime that you want to, but if they're just going to kick me out for no specified reason. Anyway.
Not feeling real welcome, huh?
If you're in the UK, Canada, or the US, you can still use our Amazon links. Those are all still active and up and running over at shop.freetalklive.com. I don't know what was going on there, but shop.freetalklive.com.
You've got to be able to speak English to shop with Free Talk Live.
Still exists. So head on over there, and thanks in advance for doing that. So we're going to continue here. We've been talking about the Leo Pro Cards. We'll also take your calls about what you want at 855-450-FREE. LeoProCards.com. Now, this is a professional courtesy card, as it's called, and the idea is if you're a cop, you can order these cards. They will. You can only have them delivered to the agency that you work for. Now, they say there are exceptions to that rule, like if you're a retired cop. So I don't know what kind of vetting process they put these people through. You know, if you were to go and sign up for their website and claim, I'm retired, you know, what would they do? How would they verify? Would they call the department and ask them to check, you know, did so-and-so work for you? That sort
I'm
of thing.
Confused. You know that statue of justice who's portrayed as a woman holding scales? Mm-hmm. I thought that she had a blindfold to show that she's that justice is blind under the law. That
sure.
All people. Okay, I wanted to make sure I had the right statue.
Yeah, they wouldn't make the statue where they, you know,
peeking out.
whatever they would make the statue because
I'm crossing
sure
her fingers.
Yeah. Whoever carved that statue initially of justice, surely there was. You know, there was professional courtesy going on in their time, too. I mean, you know, when did people who have power not give preference to their people that they could benefit?
Not in the history of man, I imagine.
I don't mind professional courtesy. Like, I'm sure that you all, you know, will get together, and if someone else is in the same industry or something, you extend a personal courtesy to them and they to you or what have you. But that's voluntary, and it's not required by any of us to support it or to pay for it or to...
I don't even know what it would mean in our terms. What?
If somebody wanted a voiceover or something like that, and if you know they said they'd do it for you, I suppose that, you know...
I see what you're saying there. Okay.
Deal.
Yeah,
right, but that's a voluntary trade, as
exactly.
You're saying.
Exactly, and you're not forcing or coercing anyone into supporting it and paying for it or whatever, and the idea that these police are getting special and preferential treatment really undermines the idea that they swear to uphold the law and the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why I'm glad that we're talking about this tonight, because some people may not have heard of this. They may not realize that this goes on. There must be people out there that don't realize this goes on, like the people that just believe that everything's peachy with the police out there. In fact, there's some people who probably support this. They probably believe that, I mean, even if they aren't cops, there are probably some obedient so-called citizens out there that support the idea of the police's family being able to get out of tickets. I bet they're in the minority, minority.
There's always this story, and I'm not sure how many times it's happened, of the police officer pulling over his own mother. And often people will be shocked when people talk about that guy giving the ticket to his mom. Hmm. And this is intended to show that, you know, I don't know if this guy exists, all right? But I've heard the stories in the past of the cop giving the ticket to the mom. And surely there's an instance where some cop has given his mom some ticket somewhere in time and place. But I don't think that cop's very common. And I think most people are shocked at the idea that that cop would give a ticket to his mother. Wouldn't you agree?
Just looked for cop tickets mom here and cop ticket Dallas cop tickets mom for not speaking English. I mean, that's just one of the results. I don't know if it's true or not, but
probably a mom of something.
That's true. May not have been his mom. But here's some testimonials from the Pro Cards website, leoprocards.com. For just $2.99 a piece, you, if you're a law enforcement officer, can order as many of these cards as you want to hand out to your buddies and your family members and probably sell on the black market. I imagine that may be happening. Some enterprising cop
may. It won't take long.
Yeah, or you know, figure out how to dupe them, because they can't be that technically complicated. I'd be very curious to see what one of these looks like. According to Mike F. from the LAPD, allegedly, these are the testimonials on their site, I purchased several cards for my family members. A few weeks later, my sister was pulled over and provided her driver's license and the Leo Pro card to a CHP officer who gave her a warning. Great concept! Another one here.
Yeah, I wonder how many cops are just so totally turned off by this that they just, I mean, it just turns their stomach. To me, I
bet it's a small amount of them.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Some of them, I don't know how many, but I can tell you that to
me,
with
the most honest cops,
this to me, what this speaks of is a class privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Not that necessarily that anyone will, that all of them will agree to this privilege or allow this privilege or anything like that. Just that it exists. It exists in people's mind. It exists in different places, and you know. Just how it is. I remember just a couple of weeks ago, I was in the grocery store. I saw a guy with one of these little badges on his shirt, the sewn-in shirt,
mm-hmm.
and I could tell from it. He was one of the guys that does the mutual aid here locally.
Gotcha.
So, I work with him in this way that he, broadcasts over a device that I'll wear on my hip during the day as a volunteer firefighter. Talk to the guy and that kind of thing. You know, if they have that level of camaraderie, there's not going to be a ticket given generally. But if it's just like this handing of the card over, I demand you not give me a ticket. I'm related to another officer. I don't know how that's going to necessarily go.
Well, according to Jeff P. in Detroit Police, he says another way to display camaraderie. Use the term right there,
yep.
Mark. Camaraderie.
I'm not going to claim that this won't work. This just speaks of the class privilege. There is a class distinction in the United States. If you don't believe it, you're just not paying attention.
Absolutely.
There are those that are in the club of government and those that are out of the club of government. Now, there are different varying levels of the club of government. I can tell you the people that police officers generally don't have a great deal of respect for, say, TSA officers, but FBI agents don't have a great deal of respect for police officers. The highway patrol generally expects a certain amount of deference from the local police departments and the county sheriffs. And, there's this whole pecking order hierarchy thing that goes on in between.
So wouldn't it be great if some of us activists that were really smart, like me... That's a joke. Could figure out a way to beat them at their own game and pit them against each other. You know, I've noticed since living here in New Hampshire that they kind of isolate us. You know, I mean, here, that happened with Derek when he was kind of on his own, in his bicycle and wasn't really in a group and what have you. And then also our friend Josh, who is in jail, he was jaywalking. I'm sure if he'd been jaywalking with a whole group, then he probably...
They wouldn't have messed with
them. They wouldn't have messed with them.
Right. They're bullies.
And so, right. And so if you can pick one off, and, that's what I'd like to see. I am going to file a complaint against the officer that arrested Derek based on the video, mm-hmm. and how that was offensive to me. It was also offensive, the idea. If I lived in this neighborhood where he was going by with his sirens blaring and everything in the middle of the afternoon and disturb my nap or whatever, I'd be very upset.
You should do that, Michelle, and talk to the police chief while you're at it if you can.
Yes.
He won't talk to me. He's on he's giving me the silent treatment recently. 855-450-FREE, because he's, my servant and everything. 855-450-3733. So accountable to the people that pay his salary. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, hour number two, this is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.